Department of Children and Family Secretary Reggie Bika told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that Milwaukee County accounts for roughly 95% of the fraud in the Wisconsin Shares program. The state spends hundreds of millions on Wisconsin Shares to fund daycare for low-income parents so they can work and stay off welfare. But recent news reports and audits have found widespread fraud, with some providers getting rich by taking funds for kids who don't even attend their daycare. In the last couple weeks, they've prompted Bika's department to suspend payments to nearly 70 daycare providers. Bika told lawmakers most have been in Milwaukee County, where his agency is focusing its efforts.
Corruption in the Wisconsin Shares program is so heavily concentrated in Milwaukee County that failed efforts in fraud prevention, detection, and collection in this county have the potential to crumble the entire program.
Bika's agency is a little more than a year old, and lawmakers from both parties conceded that troubles with Wisconsin Shares were not his fault alone. But Republicans argued that the state, and the governor's administration in particular, should be held accountable. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson said the state had been played for a fool because of the lack of attention it gave this program.
To me, it all starts at the top, and it was started before you got there. But if the attitude was, let's just spend the money and not hold anybody accountable, to people in the trenches soon figure that out.
Bika will report back to the Finance Committee in about a month on his agency's efforts to root out fraud. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.